October show, the only place to go. Bruce and Shelley and Mark, let them light the spark to stay on the right track. Or just listen for fun to the 101, to the 101. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Thank you to Brandon for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AANAOACAGAPASLASLAACRRRMMDRAHAPACMAMOUSE.
Chronic Masturbators Anonymous?
Yes.
How many times are you guys going to tell the same flippin' jokes?
What joke? What joke, Shelly?
Which one, Shelly?
The one you just did. You'll say, Chronic Masturbators Anonymous, and Bruce will say, yeah, when you do the closing prayer, you know, you don't want to hold hands. You get sticky on the pitch.
It's funny every time, even when you do it.
What is the deal with
you know
guys
it's
and
great?
The repeat jokes?
You know what's great? We didn't even tell the joke.
I know.
She was so sure we were going to do it that she did it for us.
Because you do it thank every you. Time. Every time the CMA thing comes up, you guys do the joke.
Like, you know what's funny? We didn't do it this time.
The Country Music Awards.
You guys do the repeat jokes all the
yeah, we,
time.
Yeah, you know what? We didn't do it this time. You did.
People could go back and listen to a show from like a year ago, and it would be the same thing.
No,
you know
no,
why?
I wouldn't.
Because we have early onset Alzheimer's. So to us, it's funny every time.
What'd you say?
Early onset exactly. Alzheimer's.
What? Do you have that too?
Have what? welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always with...
Shelley.
And Mark.
Sweet.
Dude.
We just got done with the panel. He just got done with the panel. Shelly Sponsi tore it up, lit it up.
All right.
All the girls were digging her. Some of the lesbians were really digging her. I'm just saying.
What, did she bring them teeth?
Oh, man. Ouch. No, it was a good one. There was actually, first thing they say is, there's not going to be a lot of people here, and the next thing you know, there's like 35 chicks in there.
I'm okay.
Like, yeah, because apparently a lot of them went to the Harvest Festival.
They must have heard you were coming.
Clearly. I tell the sleeping bag story. This chick comes up to me afterwards. She goes, oh, my God. I go, what? She goes, my mom gave me a sleeping bag, too. And I'm like, holy shit. She probably went to the same Al-Anon meeting my mom went to.
Must have been the topic.
Yeah, jeez. So how was your day, Shell?
Okay. I just did housework. I made some... fresh marinara. Oh, by the way, there's a pot of marinara and pasta in there if anybody wants some. And there's Parmesan cheese in the fridge.
I think your sponsee does.
I don't know.
You don't want any food? Because you asked me to buy you dinner, so I figured you must be hungry. I said, we don't have time. We're going to record a show.
I don't know. I played with a dog. I don't know. It was a successful day.
How was your day,
Mark? I didn't die.
Oh, well, there you go. That's
yet.
Always good.
Yet.
My day was great. So.
Tech out. I got out of the hospital.
Well, see?
That's true.
Your day was good.
Yeah, I got out of the hospital several days ago.
Yeah.
I have the exact same problem as when I went in the hospital. But I'm beginning to lean more towards the, probably the nerve damage or something, because the back of my arm is kind of deadened all the time now. And I'm feeling it a lot.
Maybe
I don't know if it's psychosomatic, though.
Maybe it's brain damage.
It probably
you
is.
You should see a proctologist.
Yeah, that's where my brain... Well, no.
If it was
I should see a urologist.
If it was brain damage, his crotch would hurt.
That's what I said. I should see a urologist.
Okay.
Awesome! You know what that means.
What's it mean?
Well, it's time for the boozy news. And the news not fit for booze.
Okay, we have shout outs to Fran.
Shout.
Deborah.
Shout.
Bill.
Let it all out.
Who else?
These are the
Fran, Deborah,
we can
Bill.
Do
that may be it.
Come on.
If it's not, then I'm busted. I'm oh, Brian. I couldn't forget Brian.
Who's Brian?
I don't know, but I can't forget him.
Okay.
Randy Travis is having a bit of a problem.
Yeah, he is.
Keeping his knickers on?
We reported on, like, a few shows ago that he had been, that he got a DUI and naked in his truck. He also was found naked laying on the lawn in front of the Baptist church. And now a truck that is registered to him was found flipped over and abandoned in a field behind Walmart in Frisco, Texas.
And it was naked.
Now he claims when they in the truck. He claims he doesn't know why it was there, and he claims that he hardly ever drives that truck, but the police are investigating.
I'm going on record right now to say Recovery 101 is saving Mr. Travis's seat. I'm not saying, I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'm wondering what the next thing is going to be.
I mean, that's so incredible. That's almost like Lance Armstrong getting all his medals taken away from him.
Yeah, but that's iffy. I think that's kind of a bum call.
It's a different world today.
In Melbourne.
Australia?
No.
Florida?
Florida!
Thank you.
Okay.
Melbourne is actually a fairly large retirement community. My grandmother lived there.
That's true. Now that I think about it.
Stacey Cares was barely awake and incoherent when police got several reports from witnesses that said they found a child alone and wandering Thursday night. When they found her, she was laying in the parking lot, on the ground in the parking lot, topless in front of the parking lot.
Sweet!
Barely awake and incoherent. She was supposed to be watching the child because the child's mom went to the casino.
They call her the wanderer.
The child took the top.
Why would you say that?
She was trying to feed
the
child.
Got the babysitter drunk. Took the top off. It's the hero of the week.
In Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Hey, that's Bruce's town.
Philadelphia.
A kinky sex party that was supposed to happen at the Episcopal Church has been canceled after it was exposed by the Channel 11 News in an exclusive report.
Exposed, no pun intended.
No pun intended.
This being run by a guy named Bruce?
No, it
the
was
city
being
of
run,
brotherly love?
It was being run by a dominatrix named Mistress Zeneca.
At the church.
Oh. At the church. The Episcopalian church.
That shouldn't have been a problem.
I'm going to church from now on.
Apparently, this is actually a desanctified church that's still privately owned.
What does that mean, desanctified?
That means that they no longer have services there. It's not considered sacred ground. The church, it's an Episcopal church, but the church no longer runs it for any religious reasons.
Apparently, they run it as a orgy
they
house.
Rented out for weddings, funerals, events,
kinky sex parties,
receptions, yeah, and bondage sex parties.
Do we have any of those around here?
She's rented.
Do we have a current flyer?
You can go online and see it. The flyers. Look
the
up
flyer?
Mistress Zeneca.
Awesome.
Yeah. And apparently, this is not the first time she has rented out the church for this purpose. She calls these things the sacro delicious events.
I want to go.
And in the picture online, she's
is
wearing
she hot?
She's wearing well, yeah, kind of. And in the picture online, she's wearing a nun's habit or a wimple, just the wimple. She's wearing like lingerie and the nun's wimple.
I gotta go.
What, you want to get the crap beaten out of you by Mistress Zeneca?
No, I'm a top.
Top of what?
Old Smoky.
That's it's inside lingua in the lifestyle.
Yes, for all
there will be people. There will be dudes out there going, "Oh shit! Listen to Bruce."
Oh brother,
Bruce, a player.
Oh, listen to your sponsee over
Ooh.
There.
I didn't hear what she said. So there you go.
There you go.
Bruce is a dom.
He's a dom.
Oh,
dom.
Oh, okay.
I'm more like a Dom DeLuise.
Well, at any rate, she canceled the event because. She actually, although she has a website and you pay $40 to go to this event, she didn't actually want widespread publicity because she gets plenty of registrants without it.
There was too much backlash.
Yeah, well, she's got it on the web. Yeah, I don't want to get too much publicity. Let me put it on a place where people in Florida can see it. Or she's in Florida. People in everywhere can see it.
In Nashville, Tennessee, at the Vanderbilt Medical Center.
Did this come from Fran?
Maybe. Vascular surgeon Colleen Brophy has had her license put on probation. She in July, actually, this just came up now. I guess she just had her hearing. But in July, she got sick during a surgery, and another doctor came in to finish it for her. It turned out that she wasn't actually ill. Well, she was ill. Her blood alcohol content was above the legal limit to drive, and she was performing surgery.
We call that buzzed surgery.
I watched MASH.
Yeah.
Those guys could put a few away right before they hit the OR, huh?
Yep. Martinis.
She admitted later to drinking, said that she was battling depression. Yeah, that'll help.
Yeah, take a depressant to battle depression.
Yes.
She should smoke some weed.
Well, that'll help.
She should be doing some freaking meth, but it's really hard to do vascular surgery on meth.
Yeah, I'm smoking weed. Why? I'm battling depression. What's the depression from? I ran out of weed.
Yeah, yep. Pretty much. In Vernal, and I've forgotten where this is, but it may have been a Brian story, which means it would be Utah, because he usually sends stories in from Utah. Christopher Ryan Huff was charged with a second-degree felony, aggravated assault.
Oh, no drugs?
He used a replica of the claws from Wolverine to attack his roommate. The roommate sustained 5 to 6 wounds to his head, 2 to his arm, multiple defense wounds on his hand, and wounds to his thigh. The victim originally told the police that he'd been in a fight with a bunch of people on the street, but then later they found, they went to question his roommate, they found blood all over the place, and that's when the truth came out. Now, why he was covering for his roommate, I don't know.
Because he liked it.
The guy threatened to slice him up.
Was his roommate Dominatrix? What's her name?
Yeah.
Well,
she was going to a party in Melbourne.
One of the mothers of the boy said that they have been best friends since they were very young.
Not anymore.
So no one really knows why they got into such an argument. And
because they've been best friends since they were four.
What I want to know is, why does he have Wolverine claws?
Because he was using bath salts. Yeah, awesome.
The zombie gig.
Awesome! Yikes.
Dude!
New York. Yes, the most restrictive place in the country now.
Name's so nice, you have to say it twice.
It is going to become the first state requiring all outpatient treatment centers to help their clients also quit smoking at the same time they're kicking drugs and alcohol.
We've talked about that before.
Well, before...
It's bad.
Yeah, but before it was a proposal, it's now going to be the law in that state, and also New Jersey will follow suit. But in
So
New
what
Jersey,
happens if they don't stay stopped?
Then they
smoking.
Can't be in the treatment center. They cannot smoke in the treatment center.
No. I mean when you get out.
It doesn't say.
So they only got to stop for like 28 days. Anybody can do that.
Maybe, maybe not. A lot of people will just leave. But the thing is that there's a lot of back and forth on this going on because most doctors and people, according to this article, in the medical industry say that it is way too difficult for people to do all of those things all at once and that they're significantly decreasing the likelihood
chances
that these
of recovery
will stay sober if they try to make them quit smoking at the same time.
Yeah.
Agreed.
But for some reason, New Jersey and New York have decided that, too bad, they have
to
quit smoking too.
New Jersey and New York have become everyone's parents. You can't drink this kind of soda. It's too big. You got to quit smoking. You got to do this. You got to do that.
Oh, and let's not forget the fats. They took away the fats too. New York did.
Dude. Marty's like, yeah, so who cares? I don't need any of that shit anyway.
In Magna, and this is from Brian, so it is Utah.
Magna?
Yes, Magna. Four men worked at, I don't know what this place is, but apparently they've got a lot of copper wire. Well, they had a lot of copper wire. Because these four men stole the copper wire worth over $71,000 and then hawked it. They also stole 70 solid brass clamping rings. So I don't know what kind of business this is, but they've got a lot
of
hardware.
Probably an air conditioning place.
Possibly. They stole the stuff to sell it to increase their stash of ingredients that they were making meth with.
Oh, that'll give you a bit.
At least they're investing in the economy.
They were using the place where they worked to store their meth making equipment.
That's probably not the best idea.
Yes. So
the explosive plant.
Yeah, so they were. They got into a little
TNT factory.
Yeah, it could be. I don't know.
Keeping you up, Bruce?
We
keeping you up?
You okay?
Yeah, no, I'm great. I'm great.
Five?
Probably. Maybe a little higher.
Bruce is having pain. We do this a lot now. I'll see the look and I'll say, four, five? What's your pain level number?
And I'm listening to someone speak last night. I'm sitting at the table in a meeting, and I got a pain level of about seven, seven and a half. I'm like, oh. Yeah, not good.
It's nerve damage.
No.
Let's see. Well, here's one that I'm sure that you guys will say, well, duh. And I'm wondering who did this study, because this study, this is a man's study. State University of
New
York.
We'll be the judge of that.
State University of New York has found that semen can elevate a woman's mood.
I'm willing to redo that study just to check to make sure if it's correct.
How big was the survey?
293 female subjects.
And how many males?
It doesn't say. Maybe just one.
I think three. I think three, right, Marty and Mark? We could redo that survey.
No, you couldn't.
Yes, we could.
We could.
You guys can do whatever you want. He can. With no funding. Just line
up. Won't even cost you guys anything. We'll give. Oh, my God. Shelly's sponsee is willing to be a participant.
Yeah, my sponsee comes in and says, I'm willing to take part of this. No, you're not. I'm putting the kibosh on that.
We're going to need a year's supply of pineapple juice. Yes.
The scientists have found that what they believe to be mood altering chemicals found in seminal fluid that have a antidepressant type of quality to them. They lift women's moods. Now I'm
fuck
thinking,
Prozac.
Now the study only involved intercourse.
What?
And they believe because the woman's body is absorbing the seminal fluid. Obviously.
Okay, I don't think that's the most effective method of transfer. I'm just saying.
At any rate, that's what the study involved. I'm thinking, you know, I seriously doubt it's the seminal fluid. I think it's probably just the fact that she got laid that elevated her mood.
It needs more research to be sure.
Funny thing, the lowering of our level of seminal fluid usually makes us happy.
Yeah, see? I'm thinking that it is just sex.
I think this is a one hand feeds the other thing.
Do you play with it all the way?
You know.
Okay, well, at any rate, that is the end of the boozy news.
Shelley does that story as she talks about our CMA joke.
That was a legitimate news story. Your CMA joke is a little old. Oh, wait, why am I talking into the microphone?
Because it's a radio show.
We're on break.
Because if you talk into the camera, it won't be the same.
The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101.
We're back.
Welcome back.
Thanks and shout outs to the New Way Foundation and Sober College. So, Shelley's got a topic. And a big yawn.
Sorry. Yes, I have a topic. It kind of ties into a show that we did a while back. But the topic title, I suppose you could say that it would be a moment of realization, or you know, Marty was saying a moment of clarity or something like that. A while back.
A moment of Windex.
And what I'm looking for is, like, you guys have your own experiences where you may have experienced this, but, like, a while back on the show, we were talking about things that get you loaded, and we were talking about...
putting the pipe to your lips?
No, I mean, like, events. Like, people say, you know, my dog died, my girlfriend left me, whatever it was, you know, their reasoning and stuff. And I said, and you got, the two of you said, oh, I wouldn't drink or use no matter what. And I said, you know, I got to be honest. If something happened to Bruce... you guys would have to babysit me because I wouldn't care anymore. I would probably just drink just to start the process toward death. I wouldn't really care whether I was sober or not. And I was just being honest. And I thought, because that's what the way I truly felt at the time. Well, this week, I had to think about the possibility of something happening to my husband.
And she said, F it, let him go.
No. I realized that I did care. I didn't want to drink. And it was kind of a startling realization because it was, you know, suddenly my sobriety actually meant more to me than everything else. Everything else. And it was just...
Just now?
Yeah, just now. Because the one thing that would probably get me loaded would be if something happened to you and there we were in the hospital and I didn't want to drink. I didn't even... In fact, the thought of drinking actually exhausted me mentally. I was like, oh, God, I don't want to go through all that. I have too much crap to do.
They tried to give me morphine in there.
They did.
And guy's like, no, hey, no, you no, should no. have this morphine. And I'm like, why? And he goes, well, because it'll help with the pain. I'm like, I only get the pain for like 3 minutes, and then it goes away on its own. So why would I want to dope up with morphine?
Okay, they offered you the morphine because your pain level at that time was so bad you thought you were dying. You even texted me a final I love you in the middle of the night because you thought you were dying.
Oh, well, I did. I had a pretty substantial pain level.
Asleep.
Yeah. She answered me in the morning.
You weren't at the bed.
Would have been too late.
No, but you know, another thing I figured out while all this was going on, you know, my mother-in-law, when my father-in-law was in the hospital, he was over at USC for a month. She was at the hospital overnight that entire month. I mean, two nights she came home and slept at home. That was it for the whole month.
She cared.
I cared too. But I thought, why? Because you do have to take care of yourself at the same time that you're taking care of somebody else. And I wasn't really clear on why she was staying at the hospital all night for 4 weeks, basically. I mean, we would take her clothes and stuff. And now I kind of understand why. Because it's not so much you wanting to take care of that other person as it is you want to take care of us, of the unit. It's, you don't feel right. I just didn't feel right being at home.
First place the mask over your nose and mouth, tighten the straps, and then help the person
and
next
then help
to you.
The, yeah. But now I kind of get why Mom did that. I understand her a little bit better. But that's, you know, I had that moment of realization that, you know, actually, yeah, my sobriety does matter to me.
That he just wasn't worth it?
No, he's just not worth it.
Perfect.
I don't know. So
how many years did it take you to get there?
Six.
Wow.
Almost six.
I got there
so
like
Bruce,
day
being
two.
On the other side of that, how did you feel?
About...
the possibility that you weren't going to make it. Should I get loaded?
Oh, you know what? No, I never thought about the possibility of me not making it. That one night, it was a little... It was the first time where I had a lot of pain and a lot of numbness in my arm, and I was nauseous all at the same time, which is what everyone says. Well, those are really all the signs together. And then I had all the signs together. I buzzed the thing. I said, you know, it's like 3 in the morning. I'm like... if anyone over at the nurse's station isn't busy, I could probably use some help in here. Guy comes jogging down there. He's like, are you okay? I go, no, not really. And when I was waiting for him to jog down, I sent you a text. But it never occurred to me that, because it, you know what? It so didn't occur to me to get loaded because he asked me if I wanted morphine. I'm like, no. I don't want morphine. I don't feel like going out with morphine. In my system. I mean, like dying with morphine in my system.
I've had morphine in sobriety.
Have you? Yeah, I'm just not there yet. If it comes a time, if I get hit by a car, give me whatever you give people hit by cars.
It took my sponsor and my father to convince me to let them give me the morphine.
I don't think my sponsor could convince me.
No, but my father convinced me.
Yeah, and I'm not saying I wouldn't take it. Mm-hmm. I just, you know, I don't know. My moment of clarity was I thought I might be dying, and I'm like, the guy said, "Do you need morphine?" I said, "No." What am I going to do? Be all gored out, you know, be gout out like I did heroin, like right before I die? Yeah, that ain't pretty.
Yeah, that ain't pretty. If you died, we could all share about you as a great success story.
Exactly, if I was sober.
Yeah.
So if I don't take the morphine, then I'm a hero.
If you take the morphine, you're still a hero because you'd be taking it under doctor's directions. And it specifically says in the big book that we are supposed to listen to doctors.
My doctor says I should smoke pot.
A, it wasn't a doctor.
But you had doctor's orders to give you morphine if your pain became too great.
If I needed it and I didn't need it. There you go.
If I'd have been there. See, maybe it was a good thing I wasn't there, because if I'd have been there, I would have been screaming, "Give him the morphine! Give him the morphine!"
Give me the morphine.
I hate seeing
No,
him
you know
in
what
pain.
You know what it'd be like? She'd be like, give him the morphine, give him the morphine. As soon as they gave me the morphine, Shelly'd be like, "I have more time than you."
No. I just hate seeing you in pain. It just kills me. It's like, and I can't do anything.
Shelly'd be like, "I save a seat for you back at the meeting.
There's only so many baby aspirin I can give you. That's all he'll take."
So, Mark, moments of clarity.
Like, just in general. I mean, I'm not specifically about maybe sobriety-wise, but, like, just did you have any aha moments in recovery?
Aha!
Had one today.
All right.
And what was that about?
Oh, I have to share this?
Well, if you want, or you can just make one up.
No, had a moment of clarity that when people want to make you choose in relationships, those relationships usually don't last very long.
True. Like, it's either them or me?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. It's never the person who asks you to make the choice.
Yeah, the person that says it's either them or me, that's usually the one that goes.
Yeah.
Or the one that should go.
And I didn't disappoint.
No. Awesome. So how did that feel? Did it feel like, in a way, like...
A bit relieved.
Well, because you know what? When people break up, oftentimes there's like all this weirdness and, oh, they feel bad. And it's like, I could see where there would be kind of like a little, okay, time for you to go. And then you don't feel so bad about it. It's like, yeah.
I didn't feel bad about it. It was like, okay. Anything I can help you carry?
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's the name of that tune.
What about you, Bruce?
Yeah, I had my moment of clarity when I overdosed in a bathroom in a motel, and I got up off the floor and I turned on the TV and there was a guy pointing off the TV saying, "Do you have a problem with cocaine?"
As a matter of fact, I do.
Yeah. As I was busy trying to look through the fisheye thing through the hotel door, where you have to get at every possible angle because you can't really see everything, that was it. That was my biggest moment of clarity I ever had.
Do you know you can't see any more looking through it from the side than you can looking straight through it? You just feel
I'm
like
sure
you
can. I'm sure you can, but you think you can.
Yeah. Because there's a shadow just out of the sight line.
Oh, I used to love getting down on the floor and looking at the shadow underneath the door and realizing later it was probably the movement of the people was actually the tree in the background that the light in the parking lot's on the other side of. So it's, every time the tree moves in the breeze, it looks like people walking by.
Yeah. Or it couldn't be because you've been up for 3 straight days slamming cocaine that everything was moving.
Yeah. Well, it's like the moment of clarity when you go into the house where there's 115 people looking out the blinds, and you go in and knock, 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 and they go, shh, shh. And I go, "What's wrong?" And they go, "There's somebody out there." Moment of clarity. It was me. I was out there. Now I'm inside. They're like, no. It's somebody else. I'm like, it's not anyone else. Then I said, if I ever get that way, I will quit doing cocaine. And then the next week, it was 116 people because I was the 116th person lined up at the window.
Staring out the blinds.
I had a lot, you know what? I had a lot of moments of clarity getting loaded, and most of them didn't take hold. You know, the desire for the drug was bigger than the desire for the recovery. And someone told me once that 49% of you can want to get loaded as long as 51% of you wants to stay sober. You know, it's not the way you want to do it, but as long as more of you wants to stay sober than get loaded, then you get it.
So as long as you're half measure, you're okay? Plus one?
Half measure plus one.
Okay.
Half measure is availed as half. So what do you think, Shelley?
About?
Your topic?
Well, jeez. You know, I'm going to stop suggesting topics because this happens every time I suggest a topic.
What happened? I'm asking your opinion on it? Wow. Is that what happens if you ask a topic, then people want you to talk about it, and then it's like, oh, no, I don't
about
want
it.
That.
I don't
okay,
know.
Then what are your final words on the topic?
My final words on the topic? Are we to that point already?
Sure, why not?
By the time we're all done with ours, yes, we will be.
I don't know. I think that, yes, I've realized that no matter what happens, my recovery is the most important thing to me. But I think that that's all wrapped up in the fact that I don't want to live my life anymore without my connection to my higher power.
Because
that is the foundation for every single thing I do. And it's so important to me. And I know that the minute I pick up a drink, that goes away. What are you laughing at?
Did you go to church this morning?
No.
Oh, okay. I was just checking.
No. I just have this all the time.
Oh, well, that's good.
It's just a little bit higher when I go to church.
Oh. The communion wine.
We don't have wine at communion. We have Welch's grape juice. Watered down with holy water.
Welch's grape juice. Spiked with vodka.
Thank you for totally derailing my train of thought. Mark, what are your final words?
My final words on Shelley should share something.
I just did.
Yeah, you just shared you don't remember what you wanted to share.
Early onset Alzheimer's. No, I was done.
You were done?
Yes, go ahead.
She just dogged me for interrupting her, and now she's saying she was done. Wait a minute. I call shenanigans.
I'm done enough, okay? I'm done enough.
I'm calling shenanigans. So, Mark. Final words. Moment of clarity.
I am clear on the fact that if I don't get loaded every day and I wake up in the morning, it's just going to be a good day, no matter what goes on around it.
Outstanding.
Life is like a present. Each day you must open up the present to find out what's inside.
I don't know if that one's so good as usual. Mark's usually got the... I mean, it was good.
Life is like a box of chocolates.
Yeah, you never know what you're going to get.
And then by the time you find out, it's too late.
If you don't pay attention to your moments of clarity, you'll have a lifetime of opaqueness. It's like defined. The peanut gallery is defined.
Opaqueness.
That's not clear.
It's opacity.
That's not clear.
You'll have a lifetime of opacity. It was so opaque, I couldn't even see the right word.
Oh, that's why it wasn't clear. It was opaque.
I saw something on the internet today, and actually I went and looked it up because I didn't believe it was true, but it was. The physicist Feynman said that sex and physics were a lot alike. Some of it may have a practical application, but most of it's just fun.
Awesome! So, Shelley, speaking of fun...
Yes.
Tell us about our friend back east.
That would be Bruce.
The other white meat.
He runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com.
And he runs the Dominatrix program.
You can read his fine publication online. You can have it emailed to you, or you can subscribe, and he will send it to you in the post. You can also inquire about franchise opportunities so that you can bring it to your town.
Awesome. Mark?
Yes?
People listen to us.
They do?
Could there be more effective ways for them to listen?
Why do they listen to us?
We haven't figured that out yet.
Why, Bruce?
We rock.
Why?
Because we rock.
Okay.
Because we're a lot more fun than like the drab, dreary recovery shows. Like,
if you're listening to the show and you go to recovery101.net to listen, thank you very much. If you listen to it by some alternative source, we would appreciate it if you would go to recovery101.net and click on the show and hit the like button.
Like it.
And if you are already a member of Podomatic, thank you. You've been counted. If you're not a member, they will ask you if you'd like to become a member. Of course you would.
Yes.
So sign up. At that point, you can like shows. You can comment. You can follow. You can add us to your playlists. All those things.
Just you should do all those things.
You should do all those things. The other thing you should do while you're on our site is go down and check out our sponsors.
Yes.
And go click on their links.
Absolutely.
And go follow them around and go see who's helping bring this show to you.
That's an awesome idea. Everyone should do that. And the bands. Click on the band link. It'll probably take you to their Facebook page or something. And you know what? If you like them, support them. Buy a CD or something. It's a very cool thing. Tell them that Recovery 101 sent you. We've got emails at YouTube. We've got emails at recovery_101@hotmail.com, recovery101radio@gmail.com. We've got the crack advertising staff at recovery101radio sales@gmail.com. We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Don't take yourself so damn seriously.
Shelly, who's the lead on music by?
It's by Evalov. You Turn Me On.
Sweet.
Evalov.
Oh, wait. Correction. What? That's Elektra.
That's Elektra?
Elektra. You Turn Me On.
Correction. Oops.
Yeah,
correction.
You probably would have liked seeing her at the gig. Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you.
I'm hanging by your thread. For things that you've done, for things that you've said, got me caught in your web.
Wanna get it on, but I'm too far gone. You know that I can't show it. No one knows it. So I'm dreaming on. I stand my ground. I'm tied and bound, and I'll fight the madness from dusk to dawn.
Now it leaks like a faucet. I'm all frit, let's drop it. I'm just getting love and lost and busted my profit. Better to never have love than love and lost. Remember to be clever, consider the cost. Exhausting, I think that I've lost.